This is the Commoner's View of the World on Tuesday, July 12th, at 2005, at 5:39 p.m. This is Michael recording. This podcast website is located at commonercast.blogspot.com. Today's topic will be a noted phenomenon called Keeping Up with the Joneses. Also, later on in the show, I will be interviewing my friend Celeste by phone about today's topics. We'll have this feature from time to time. Anyway, this is a one-topic episode because I couldn't think of more topics in the meager time between yesterday and today. And now, for some special announcements. Thank you for those of you who listened to yesterday's pilots episodes, and who continue to do so. I would also like to thank you faithful readers who read the daily articles in the Weather Vane. Anyways, on to the show. The first topic is the phrase and phenomenon of keeping up with the Joneses. I'm not sure how long this phrase has been around, but it certainly has meaning. My question is this: why must we keep up with the Joneses? The urge may be strong, but let the truth be told. Americans do not need the newest crap. Weird Al's eBay expresses this truthfully and humorously. Anyways, just because your best friend has a newer version of something than you, doesn't mean you should fork over hard-earned money for this sole stupid purpose. All I ask of you is that you might just please think before you fall for this evil trap. And now, on to the interview. How are you, Celeste?
I'm fine.
All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Have you ever kept up with the Joneses in any way?
Yeah, like when I was little in second grade, people were really into Pokemon cards, and I guess I was looking for every excuse I could find in, like, to urge my parents into buying Pokemon cards for me.
All right, and what's your opinion on this phenomenon?
Just came up with the best lawnmower thing around. I mean, why buy it? I mean, like, you're happy with your own lawnmower. Like, it works, so, like, just keep it, I mean.
All right, and do you have anything to add to my comments so far?
No.
All right, thanks, Celeste. Thank you all for tuning in to the Commoner's View of the World, located on the web at commonercast.blogspot.com. Goodbye, my friends.